So it all started long, long ago. I had a pretty long history of bands going way back to the 60s and had retired from the beat group era and went out onto building sites and did all sorts of jobs, repping. And then a couple of guys came to me and said, what about forming a band? And there was a guy called Charlie, I remember, and he played bass guitar, and a guy called Graham who played lead guitar. And we formed this three-piece band, but what we lacked was a vocalist. And we'd heard about this guy, Rob Halford, who was with a band called Lucifer. And off we went to, I think it was Sutton Art Centre. Sutton's just outside of Birmingham. And we saw this young chappy there, screaming and wailing for all he was worth. And felt that this guy was the man. He could do the business for us. So back in those days, there was always this sort of very heavy political situation of backstabbing the other band and, you know, secret talks and all very cloak and dagger. Anyway, the net result was Rob joined our band. And that band was called Hiroshima. And off we went, did quite a number of gigs up and down the country. And it wasn't too successful. We weren't terribly happy with this band, and it all fizzled out. And Rob and myself thought we'll carry it on, and we'll try and find, you know, other guys to join our band and go from there. Still under the name Hiroshima, I think it was the idea. And we went to the Birmingham College of Food, and on the bill was a band called Judas Priest. And they were horrible. They were bad. Hated them. This strutting lead guitarist, long blonde hair. As I remember it, this sort of very thin bass guitarist standing stock still. A black drummer. And didn't really take any great notice other than they were bad. And as chance would have it, Ian Hill came from the same area as Rob Halford and dated Rob's sister. And one day, me and Rob were over there just tinkering around, you know, and in walked Ian Hill, or Skull as he was affectionately known, and mentioned to us that the singer Al Atkins and the drummer, a guy called Congo, or isn't that was his nickname, I don't know his real name, had left the band and they wanted replacements, and would we be interested in going to audition for Judas Priest? Rob and I discussed the matter and felt that we didn't really want to be associated with this band, and if we did, we'd certainly change the name. And anyway, we ended up at the rehearsal, went through all their songs. Rob could sort of sing a song he'd never heard before and just throw words in that sort of happened to suit, and then of course improve them as time went by. And because the band had got a tour already lined up with as a support to a band called Budgie, Rob and I felt, well, what have we got to lose? It's going to put us out there. It's in time, we're sure we can take this band over and it will become our band. Or on the other hand, if it doesn't suit, fine, we'll carry on. Off we went on tour after a few bitty sort of rehearsals, and by the end of the tour, I think if I remember right, it was something like 3 to 4 weeks long, we sort of moulded into the Judas Priest situation very nicely. Rob had successfully changed it. And from there, Dave Cork, if I'm right, was already in contact via Budgie with Gull Records. Got David Howells to come and see us at a gig in London, I can't remember where. And from there, David must have thought, hey, this band's going to do good.